The Jaguars have a pick in the second round, but they had to execute a trade to get it done. They move up one spot and give up a sixth-round pick to the Seattle Seahawks. With a 34th overall selection, the Jaguars select Cam Robinson, the tackle from Alabama. J.P. Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. We'll go down the hall shortly to hear from Dave Caldwell and Doug Marone. Offensive line, we heard it was, yes, a need for the Jaguars in this draft. They move up a spot to get it done, guys.
Well, and this is interesting because both Robinson and Forrest Lamp were there. Forrest Lamp was Eastern Kentucky and very much an interior player. Robinson's a guy who, it is said, can play both guard and tackle. You wonder if he doesn't start out at guard, eventually move to tackle. You wonder if he doesn't play tackle immediately somewhere. Versatile guy, and was a guy who was projected by many as a top 15 talent.
You know, I was sitting in the media pavilion behind that stage last night. As we got to 20 and only one offensive lineman had come off. Mm-hmm. So I'm counting it down, right? From, you know, there's 21 to 35, and you've got all these guys. I didn't think this would be here.
Let's go down the hall. Dave Caldwell and Doug Marone.
Well, the general manager, Caldwell. Who's that? All right, let me see what Tad wrote about this guy. All right, obviously you guys know the selection. Cam Robinson, left tackle from University of Alabama. And we're excited to have him.
Were you concerned another team might trade into that spot?
Yeah, there was, you know, some talk of that. And so it was a six-round pick, and we felt like the value was there to go get him. If we feel a guy can be eventual starting tackle for us, it was worth a six-round pick, especially considering the grades we had on him, and now we're sitting in the second round. And as you guys have told me for 3 years now, we got to upgrade the offensive line. So I'm starting to listen to you.
Dave, where does he play this year? Where can he play?
It'll be left tackle. Yeah.
What does that mean for Brandon Elmer?
They'll compete. They'll compete for the spot.
Is this a reaction to him not showing up at
all? I wouldn't say it's a reaction, but, you know, we got to make sure that we have our bases covered.
Having the versatility to play guard and tackle, is it nice having that competition again this year with two guys that have actually could play both positions?
Yeah, I think anytime you have competition, it's a good thing. And the best players will play, and the ones that are committed will play.
Is there any chance that he could move inside?
I think we'll leave him at tackle for the time being. Never say never, but he's got the skill set to move inside, if that's what you're asking.
Dave, how impressive was his film going up against all the edge guys in that conference and with their schedule that he faced?
Really good, and I think this year he gave up 9 pressures and 2 sacks throughout the year. I think before the playoffs that was it, and obviously they play a high level of competition, and he's seen some of the best guys in the country, and I know the guy that went with the first pick in the draft, you know, he went against him, and it was a pretty good battle.
What do you like about his tenacity?
Well, he's a tough kid. He's a big man. He's 320 plus pounds, and is probably going to grow into 330 plus pounds at some point in time. He's got some developing to do. He's just a third year junior, and so he's got some work to do in the weight room. And we think that eventually this guy could be a big massive man on the left side of the offensive line.
Are you looking for a tackle specifically, or are you just looking for an offensive line? Well, I mean, what separates Lamp?
Well, I think the tackle position. I think it was tackle position. Lamp's a good player, too. But I think when you look at it, this guy's got 35-inch arms, 320 pounds, 6'6 plus. I mean, that's what you're looking for out of your left tackle. And he ran a 5-1 something, and he's got very good feet. I mean, we worked him out. Coach Marone and I and Coach Coughlin. Coach Flaherty went to University of Alabama last week and worked him out and had a great workout.
What questions did he need to answer during that workout last week?
Well, I think the question is, could he be a left tackle for us? And when you see him move in person and you saw him live and saw his feet and see how quick he is and how big he is and how much room he has to grow to, you look at him like it's a big man.
Did you have any off-the-field concerns whatsoever as has been rumored?
We did a lot of research on it, and you know, obviously the charges were dropped. We spent some time speaking to everybody at the University of Alabama last week. He's thought very highly of there. Obviously, he had to mature after that situation he had, and like we said, he's still young, but he's got to realize that he's going to be a Jacksonville Jaguar now. We expect very good behavior out of him.
Giving up the sixth-round pick, we all know you treasure draft picks. Would you look to potentially move down?
We'll see where the opportunities rise. I'd be more apt, now that we settled these two positions, We had to come out with two guys that we felt like could be starters and at positions of need. Now we'll go looking for depth and see what we can do.
Does he bring that physical, nasty?
He does. He's got some nasty to him, and he'll look to finish plays. He's a big man, and he can cover people up pretty quickly. Very good. Very good. I mean, he's a big man to get around, but he also has very good feet and long arms, so that combination is pretty good.
Have you guys had any contact with Albert since?
No.
Not at all, so you don't even know what his plan is at all. No.
Could you, on that, this is some new round. You haven't had a situation like this before where a guy just hasn't shown up and hasn't contacted the head coach.
Yeah.
Do you move on from him?
No, it's not a situation. We have his rights, and we expect him to show up when he has to. This is all voluntary, so, it's his decision to not be here, and, he's got that right to do it. As long as he comes in shape when it's mandatory and comes in and does the things he's supposed to do, well, we'll welcome him with open arms.
Just to be clear, you don't envision cutting him?
No. Okay.
And you're completely comfortable starting a rookie day one at left tackle?
We'll start the best player.
Yeah. Does this selection at all, in your mind, give you any leverage to not alter Brandon's deal?
We're never going to alter it to begin with, so.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
All right.
Thanks, Dave.
They do?
Yeah. In your office.
What did you guys have? Was it barbecue?
No.
Lasagna.
Italian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We had barbecue. I was going to say it was outstanding. I should have said that now. I didn't know. I was like, it was unbelievable.
No soup, nothing around there?
What? No.
Andy
a bit. What's that?
Andy does the food selection.
I did Italian.
Did you poll everyone? Did you know if that's what everyone wanted?
I'm the salt side.
No, we don't get a. We don't have no. We have no
I'm
voice.
I'm the Roger
Boyle. We're like your players.
No,
we just
that's
show
not
up.
True. Don't
we
say
just show
that.
Up
don't
and do
that.
What they're
don't
were
say
told.
That. No, players have a voice. Come on.
So Doug, when you worked him, when you worked Cam out in Alabama, what stood out to you?
Well, I think it goes a little bit deeper, than that. Obviously, most of you might know, I won't be able to do this all the time, but. Coach Saban was great. I've known Coach Saban for a long period of time. And then actually his position coach is a player that I had coached when I was at Georgia Tech, Brent Key. So, obviously I have a lot of insight, because of the relationship I had and felt very comfortable, with the player. And then, sometimes, you watch him film and you want to just go get a better look in person without, other people around. And, I was present. Coach Flats worked him out. I was able to see it, obviously. And, I was impressed with, the movement skills, the ability to move for someone that, is 320 pounds, 6'6", three quarters, everything else you can see on tape. So, I wanted to go and get a good feel for, his footwork and how well he can move.
Adding this guy further enhances your let's get – more physical, let's get tougher, let's do this, let's do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're looking at all the picks. That's what we're looking to do with the players that are here. I mean, I talk to the players about that daily, and but like I said before, it's we have to have that practice mentality. We have to have that mentality when we step on the field, and the true test is when on Sunday. I mean, and if you have to question whether this team was physical or not, then we're not physical, and that's how I've always viewed that.
He was playing 15 game seasons in the SEC. His durability, how much did that stand out that he was available every week?
Well, I'll tell you, age too, is another big thing. He came in as a true freshman, and played. I mean, that's not an easy task in the SEC, having coached in the SEC for 2 years. And one of the things that I've always appreciated is that, he's always played. He played through, little things during the year, and then the off season he would go out, get himself better, and then get ready and go again. There's something to be said about a player like that. He's a young player. I think he's still developing, obviously. I mean, we say that about a lot of players come out of college, but, you're talking about a true three-year starter, no one that has been redshirted or any of that year. So you have a young player who played at a high level. Championship, playoffs, like you said, knows how to take care of himself through a long season, and knows how to play against, top competition. Let's face it. I mean, for 3 years, he's been going against some of the better players and the players that are already in this league.
Yeah, Doug, how meaningful was that?
he's gone against, you know, so many guys that are either in the league or in the league now with him in this class.
Yeah, I think,
Was there a certain game or anything that really stood out to you?
Well, I mean, we watched them all. You know, when you start getting really deep into it and you have you like them. In the beginning, you watch, you know, a couple of games and you write a report. And then you're like, okay, wait a minute, let's go back. Let's watch everything. So, you know, that from that standpoint is thorough. So it's very hard for me because you're looking for consistency, you know, throughout. And then you're also, you might go back a little bit to see how the player has progressed, you know, from one year to the next. So we were able to see that. I think when it goes down to, you talk about competition, I think we all look at that. You know, we all say, hey, are you concerned about the level of competition? You know, like in my past with Jari, you know, Jari Evans, you know, hey, are you concerned about the level of competition? You know, how does that come into play? Well, then you're looking for certain other things. So, again, a very competitive player. Very tough player. That was the one thing when I was talking to Coach Key, who I coached, who was a tough football player himself, knows what I'm looking for, knows what I like. You know, hey, you know, I need to know, is this kid a tough kid? He said, absolutely. And that really means a lot because of the relationship I have with Coach Key.
More of his film gradable because of being in more of a...
We have it, the comments of head coach Doug Marrone. Dave Caldwell is on set with us. Roll Tide, Dave.
Here we go.
How about that?
Yeah.
Tackle coming to Jacksonville. Another second-round trade up for you. You did it for Miles Jack a year ago. Was there a chance of moving up to Green Bay, or at some point you said, nah, let's just hold off?
Yeah, I think Green Bay wanted too much, and the price was too much. We didn't think they would be in the tackle market, and then we started to be concerned about potential teams coming up, you know, and maybe leaping us, knowing that it was a position of need for us, and the whole world kind of had us taking them. And when you have a first-round talent offensive tackle fall to the second round, and we just felt like being proactive was the way to go.
Surprised he was here, Dave?
A little bit. We had a scenario where we thought a tackle would fall to us in the second round. We weren't sure which one was going to go in the first, but we thought we'd be looking at one of the two guys potentially in the second, or hoping we'd be looking at one of the two guys in the second round.
Can he legitimately compete if Brandon Albert's here this summer and win the starting job?
Well, I hope so. We just gave up a 6-round pick. Yeah,
guess the question mark is that he slid out of the first round, yeah. And people were talking about, could he play inside? I mean, do you see this as a left tackle?
Yes.
Okay.
And now, physically, he can move inside, but obviously the value is there for left tackle.
And go ahead.
Well, go ahead, Johnny. Go ahead.
Well, if the Brandon Albert situation wasn't going on, is he still the pick?
I believe so. I think, you know, that may have slanted it a little bit. Maybe we wouldn't have given up the 6-round pick for it. Maybe we would have maybe took our chances, but we got to make sure we can line up on opening day.
Was offensive line the pick here regardless? I mean, if Seattle would have traded with you and
yeah,
Lamp was the guy?
There was a couple guys there we liked, okay. and we felt good about. So,
are you done on the offensive line?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. You know, we wanted to get these two positions solidified. We'll look to see what the rest of the draft looks like.
Got a busy night ahead. We appreciate your time, Dave.
Thanks, guys.
Dave Caldwell joining us here on set after the Jaguars make the pick 34th overall. Doug Marrone expected to join us here on set as well, coming up on Jaguars.com. Interesting there.
Well, the reason that I bring it up, the early word on him, on Cam Robinson, was a guy that you could plug in at right tackle right away because he is a mauling run blocker, really his strength. But questions about his bend, his reach, you know, gets over his body too far in pass protection and might not be a left tackle. What I thought was interesting was during his press conference down the hall, he said, we'll go with the guy who's most committed. I mean, clearly, they are concerned about the Brandon Albert situation right now. Hasn't communicated with anyone here. Has been said to be looking for more money. Plus, I mean, he's a 2-year stopgap solution anyway, so why not go get your guy?
Well, Cam Robinson gives you flexibility.
You bet.
Can play right tackle. I don't think that'll be necessary this year with Jeremy Parnell, but certainly can play guard if he doesn't beat out Brandon Albert. And it gives you big-time first-round options because he's a first-round talent. Brandon Albert's a first-round talent. You know, you've got more talent on the offensive line than you did 5 months ago.
If you're on Periscope, you're going away. We're going to stay here on Jaguars.com and the Jaguars app. Doug Marrone is expected to join us momentarily. So the Jaguars have addressed the offensive line. No guard. It's a tackle, at least for now. He can move a little bit. This guy's huge. 6'6", 322 pounds. He said they could even grow from there and grow into this frame. That's a large, large man. And it's something, it's this kind of size guy you haven't seen around here in a long time.
Well, and I stood next to him for quite a while on Wednesday at the Shriners Hospital in Philadelphia. And he is not a fat guy. You know, I mean, you get some of these big offensive linemen that have a big belly. He does not. He has incredibly long arms and meat cleavers for hands. I mean, the first thing you notice is just how big his hands are. So he gives you some of that punch that you're looking for. And the arms, you know, keeping those guys from getting into the body on the bull rush. So he's got a lot of physical attributes. And if he can put his hand on the ground and maul and help the running game, nice starting point. Got to work on the technique, but look who he's got to do it. Yep. Pat Flaherty and Doug Marrone.
Yep.
Well, and it's you talk about Coughlin picks, you know, about things that fit what they're doing. If I've heard Doug Marrone say the word physical one more time, you know, it's just going to knock you over because it's the absolute theme. Well, this fits it. Leonard Fournette fits it. Tom Coughlin talked last night about drafting a running back of this style sends a message to everybody about what we're going to be, a big mauling mountain of an offensive tackle. I think it's safe to say that's the same message.
What I think is interesting here is that, especially in Philadelphia, because I was there yesterday and Wednesday, the people are connecting Fournette and Robinson to Bortles, and they're trying to, you know, get the Jaguars' run game going and help the quarterback, which makes sense. And that's the story. We're not listening to it now, but I'm sure that's what Mike Mayock and the crew on NFL Network and the folks on ESPN are too. But the storyline is different here. The storyline here is Brandon Albert's not in camp, and he's not communicating. I'll go back to it. We're going to go with the people who are committed. That's a shot. That is a shot.
There's
to
no
Brandon
doubt.
Albert, yeah. You're not here. This guy can play left tackle. What are you going to do? He was also asked the question, point blank, does this give you any incentive to not redo Brandon Albert's deal? We're not going to redo his deal. Okay.
Right.
So are you coming or not?
And, you know, I can't put words in his mouth, but you would think he gets here at some point because at age 32,
better be here on Monday.
Give up, it is voluntary, so these guys can do it.
They just drafted the guy
in that capacity, but yeah, it's a message. There's no question, and you have to be a rocket scientist to figure that one out.
No, not at all.
Even Brian did.
Oh, I did, but I still figured out he ought to be here on Monday.
Sure,
you might want to show up.
Doug Marrone headed our way here very soon. You will soon see inside the war room when the Jaguars made the phone call to Cam Robinson and informed him he would be the 34th overall selection. That's coming up on Jaguars.com. And our coverage throughout the weekend continues on Jaguars.com with exclusive coverage from the War Room after every single selection and much more, including these post-pick press conferences and special guests here on the set. The Outland Trophy winner a year ago, a three-year starter at left tackle at Alabama, 44 straight starts, big man. The balance issue, we'll see how that works moving ahead here. So we've just been told Doug Marrone will not join us here on set. So final thoughts here on Cam Robinson. Big, maybe a game-changing start on this left tackle side for Jacksonville here, coming from Alabama, a guy who has a lot of experience in a good league. Going on the offensive line now.
Offensive line has to get better. You are better with him. Let's assume Brandon Albert comes in. You can plug him in at left guard until he is able to beat out Brandon Albert, and you are bigger, more physical, and better than you were at left guard and left tackle last year.
Well, and I don't think it's insignificant that Forrest Lamp was on the board, and he's clearly a guard. Cam Robinson's on the board, and he can go play three different things. It's hard to tell with this line, frankly, how good all of the frontline starters are, where they're going to mix. Doug has talked about testing guys at different positions. Cam Robinson can do a lot of different things, and he's probably an upgrade at more than one position.
Don't be surprised. There are going to be guards available in the third round, and Dave didn't shy away from it. He didn't shy away from it when I said, are you done? Maybe not.
A little foreshadowing, maybe, from Brian. You know a little something? A little birdie? No?
No,
okay,
birdies.
Okay, we'll find out.
Just know that there's some good guards in the third round, and they're at the top of the third round at 68. Go get another one. This is a game of big men. You need more help on the offensive line. Go get another one.
We'll see what happens later tonight in the third round for the Jaguars. Our coverage continues in about 15 minutes on Periscope and Jaguars.com. The press or the conference call with Cam Robinson with the local media, we'll air that live right here. That'll do it for our coverage from now. With the 34th overall pick, the Jacksonville Jaguars select tackle Cam Robinson from Alabama.